Big week this week for right to work supporters, Senator.
It has been a big week. Big week for the state of Missouri. So it's taken a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of good discussion on the floor from both sides. I see the angle from both sides. I understand we have a great minority leader in Senator Walsh from St. Louis, who's a very strong union person. I understand her passion, but I also understand business people's passion, and my own included, that's been greatly affected by not having right to work. So understand both sides, and hopefully with the agreement we've came to, that Missouri will be a better place and draw more jobs and make more union jobs and make more money for everybody, and hopefully we all prosper from it.
Probably the most talked about misconception on this is that this is somehow an anti-union bill, as in as the goal is to end unions in Missouri.
That's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to give the business owner some say-so, or give the person applying for a job, whether or not he wants to be a union member or whether or not he doesn't. I know of a business in the district that employs 300 to 500 people. Talking to him, he said, I've got right now 300 people. I've got 290 great employees, and I've got 10 that are just a real problem and eventually could shut down the business. So we've got 300 people going to lose their job because of 10 people. And he said, I don't have a problem with unions. I don't have a problem with salaries. Don't want to cut salaries. Don't want to do away with the union, but I just need some control over my business. And I think there's a lot of that.
From here, where does this version of the right to work bill go?
This is a Senate version. The House passed a version, and there were several things that we found errors in several places in their bill, and we took up the Senate bill, passed out of the Senate, and it will go to the House now for their consideration. So next week it should be out of the House and sitting on the governor's desk for his signature.
As we record this on Thursday afternoon, there was an attempt made at debate on House Concurrent Resolution 4, which would block some proposed pay raises for lawmakers, and things came to a screeching halt on the Senate floor today.
Yeah, 2 years ago I got upset and was able to be pretty forceful and get this stopped. What happens with the Salary Commission, with the people voted on, and it's a constitutional issue, the recommendations of the Salary Commission come along and they make a recommendation whether or not the legislators get a raise. If the House does not take any action on it, then it automatically passes the House. If the Senate doesn't take any action on it, then it automatically passes the Senate and the legislators get a raise. I don't like that. Now, it's by the Constitution set away. People voted on it, but I think it's wrong, and I think it ought to come to a vote, and if people really want a raise, then they ought to be able to stick their name on it. I get pretty passionate about this. I'm not in favor of us having a raise. I knew what the salary was when I came up here. I did not expect a raise, and I don't like the fact at all. We don't even know if the state employee is going to get a raise. Probably not, and if anything, and yet we're going to sit up here in our leather chairs in an air-conditioned office with a raise. No, that's not going to happen. I will do anything I can to stop this from happening. I didn't come up here for the money, and I would hope no one would, but several members of the minority party just basically shut down the Senate in the afternoon in hopes that it wouldn't come up. So we'll bring it up again, and it has to be passed or defeated or not come up by January 31st. And so that will be their goal, to make sure we cannot bring it before a vote on January 31st. So Monday afternoon, when we go into a session after committee meetings, an attempt will be made to brought it up, and so we can vote it down, and hopefully we can do that.